Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The year's best of lists begin showing up in November. To make sure that we're really giving you the best of music for 2013, we've not shared our list until this very last morning of the year. Will Hermes is a senior critic for Rolling Stone, contributor to NPR's All Things Considered, and the author of the book, Love Goes to Buildings on Fire. Will, welcome back to the show. It's great to see you.
I am so glad to be here, and it's been a little while, so.
But you've been busy.
I've been busy. It's been a crazy, I don't normally travel a whole lot in my work, but this year I was in Hong Kong, I was in Malaysian Borneo at a music festival, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, in terms of talking about the year in music, maybe we should start with country music in Nashville.
Sounds like you have an extra special insight to it this particular year end.
Well, I got to spend some time in December, actually, in Nashville, and hadn't been in a bunch of years, and was reminded that Nashville gets really cold in the winter. It's the South, but, you know, it snows. Uh-huh. But more importantly, this was a lousy year in rock and roll for a number of reasons we could go into. First and foremost, that Lou Reed died.
Yeah.
I mean, from there, it's, you know, you're not going to have a good year. Greatest songwriters of all time. And we can talk a little bit about him later. But country music had an incredible year. There is a group of young singer-songwriters who put out great albums. They're doing incredibly good work that sort of fits into mainstream country in terms of form and production sound, but in terms of topicality and sentiment, they're really pushing the boundaries. And the people I'm talking about are on top of it, mostly women. Ashley Munro, Caitlin Rose, Kacey Musgraves, Brandi Clark, Kelly Pickler, all put out fantastic records this year. And I want to start with what I think is probably my favorite song of the year in any genre. And it's by Kacey Musgraves. She is a fairly young singer-songwriter who is not on her first album, although this is the album that really clicked for her. She is working with songwriters, including Shane McAnally and Brandi Clark, who we'll hear a little bit from later. Mm-hmm. And they have this like kind of little cabal of younger artists. And I think her anthem on her album is called Follow Your Arrow. She talks about basically personal freedom to do what you want, because people are going to find some fault no matter what. So you only go around once in life, you might as well follow your arrow.
If you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. If you don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose the weight, then you're just fat. If you lose too much, then you're on crack. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. So you might as well just do whatever you want. So make lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, kiss lots of girls. If that's something you're into, when straight and narrow gets a little too straight.
Kacey Musgraves with Follow Your Arrow.
That song has a line in it, actually multiple lines, because it's in the chorus about rolling a joint if you want to. And on the Country Music Awards this year, that got bleeped.
Really?
Every time.
Wow.
She sang it on the Country Music Awards show, and they bleeped her every time. And I thought it was particularly amusing in that all of my favorite country records this year had songs about marijuana on them. I don't know what to make of that. It's, you know, normally it's beer and whiskey.
I was going to say they're switching over from drinking beers.
Right. So while all of these records were certainly about more than, you know, being stoners, it was maybe indicative of how a new generation of singer-songwriters are taking new tropes to signify what is classic country music. Brandi Clark was probably, in terms of just pure songwriting, probably the number one artist this year, certainly in the country music world. Just for the heck of it, it is New Year's Eve. Let's hear a little bit of this song called Get High.
Smoke so sweet fills the air. She maybe ought to crack a window. All she can do is stare at the paint that's been peeling off of the walls. A couple of tokes of her troubles don't seem all that tall. You know life will let you down. Love will leave you lonely. Sometimes the only way to get by is to get high.
Brandi Clark with Get High.
It's kind of like not the usual song that you would think. It's about a working woman who, you know, suddenly finds herself doing something that she once sort of sneered at and looked down on. And, you know, as we all grow older and, you know, sometimes things that we were judgmental about at one point in our life, we find that we're not so judgmental later in life as we grow and mature, and I think that's one great theme of country music. Her writing is so concise. I think to some people who might be into alternative country or Americana, the production, which is a little bit sort of slick, might kind of put them off, but mm-hmm. the songwriting's immaculate. So I think that, you know, she made one of the great records of the year. And also, the guys in country music this year had an odd time. Brad Paisley had a song called Accidental Racist, which became a little bit of a flashpoint when it was released. It dealt with him trying to deal with the legacy of slavery in terms of how wearing a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt with a Confederate flag on it affects other people, specifically black people. And LL Cool J did a rap on the record, and people thought it kind of trivialized a much more complicated subject. And coming out as it did the same year as 12 Years a Slave, an incredibly powerful, really brutal indictment of, you know, the history of slavery. It let's just say it wasn't Brad Paisley's finest moment. And he's a very smart, very talented singer and songwriter. So that was disappointing. And most of the other dudes were making songs about babes and beers and tailgate partying, which I'm all for all three. But like when that's all you got mm-hmm. to bring to the songwriting table as a pop music critic, you know, give me a break. Although there was one song that I will say, it was about a girl. It was about, it involved a truck and a tailgate. But it was really brilliant. And it was by Keith Urban, who is known as a commercial country pop crossover guy. He's Australian.
He's married to Nicole Kidman.
Yes, he's married to Nicole Kidman. But he's a Nashville dude. I mean, he's a hero down there. And he did this song on his new album, which is a little bit of he was really like borrowing a lot of production techniques, kind of electronic touches, electronic pop touches, along the lines of what Taylor Swift has been doing and taking to the bank. He's no fool. You know, if you can't beat him, join him. And this song, Cop Car, is maybe a little bit something like what U2 might be doing if they were Nashville songwriters.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there was no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up.
And I thought, man, ain't this some shit? Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, that you were so innocent. You were stealing my heart. I fell in love in the back of a cop car.
Here with Will Hermes, wrapping up the year in music, and that was Cop Car.
There are a couple of women who put out great records who are kind of nominally connected to country music, but less and less. The first was Nico Case, who's kind of in the past been aligned with like the sort of alternative country or Americana genre. But, you know, she's kind of moved into her own realm where she is just a great singer-songwriter with roots in pop, with roots in rock, with roots in country, with roots in folk. My favorite song on the album of hers that came out this year, kind of a meditation on gender and strength, called Man.
I'm a man, that's what you raised me to be. I'm not an identity crisis, this was planned. I'm a man, the inner citizen of mankind. It's what kind of animal I am. It's that simple.
It's Man by the fantastic Nico Case.
Yeah. And, well, since we listened to Nico singing about being a man, I thought maybe we would listen to a man who really kind of sounds like a woman, from one of my favorite records of the year. And I think a record that, you know, really perked up a lot of ears, by a mysterious duo called Rhye, R-H-Y-E. They're a duo of the singer Mike Malosh and the producer Robin Hannibal. And when the record came out, there was really no information about who they were. There were no pictures at all. And everybody was like, wow, who is she, this singer? And there was this guy, Mike Malosh, who now lives in Los Angeles. But here's a taste of the album. The song's called Open.
I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded. But stay, don't close your hands. I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded. But stay, don't close your hands. Caught in this pool, held in your arms. Caught like a fool without a lie. In a natural spring, with this gentle sting between us. I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded.
That's the duo Rhye with the song Open.
And Robin Hannibal, the production side of Rhye, also was half of a group called Quadrant with a different singer, and they put out one of my favorite singles this year called Hey Love.
Hey love, what's going on in here? Your ruthless like a storm. Hey love, why you never seem to care? It's to you I belong. Trying my best not to make this a mess so bad.
Promise the best is yet to come. Oh, please.
Love by Quadrant here with Will Hermes, wrapping up the year in music. Where are we going now?
Well, you know, since we're into dance beats now, this was also a really incredible year for electronic dance music. Not even necessarily in the form of electronic dance music. Every pop record that came out had beats that sounded like abstract electronic music. And we're talking about whether it was Kanye West's rap or Lady Gaga's pop or a producer, EDM artist who I've loved for many, many years and who actually is living up around here, although he hails from England. I think he's in the Woodstock area nowadays, is Kieran Hebden, who records under the name Fortet. And he had a great record this year. And since we listened to Quadrant doing Hey Love, I want to play my favorite song from his album, which is called Cool FM and also involves the word hey. In fact, that's the only word it involves.
Hey, hey, hey. 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 Hey, hey, hey.
It's Fortet with Cool FM.
And that's what you're listening to right now, in fact, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Cool FM, WAMC, Northeast Public Radio. Anyway, one of the most exciting dance music records of the year came from a place not known for producing a whole lot of dance music, Syria, and an artist named Omar Soliman, who works in kind of an electronic version of traditional Middle Eastern dance styles. And his records over the years, I mean, he's had a number of releases, but most of them have been cassette recordings of live performances. He's a wedding singer, centrally, or had been. He didn't get into a proper studio until just recently with this new album, Wenu Wenu. And it was produced by Kieran Hebden with a very light touch, as far as I can tell. This sounds like very traditional music, and yet it's made mainly, if not exclusively, just with keyboards, with a synthesizer. Although the tonalities, you can really hear Middle Eastern instrumentation and melodies in terms of the sample sources, but they're definitely kind of samples that have been tweaked. And the sound was very danceable, but really like nothing else. Let's listen to a track, Warni Warni.
Syrian artist Omar Soliman with Warni Warni.
Which the last I heard, he was spending time in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Not sure if he's still here, but we wish him well. He's an exciting artist.